a disappointing season. Nevertheless, you gave Dirk Cutter at least a third season, if not more. What went into that decision for you?
Well, I think if you look at last season, well, clearly it was a disappointing season. It was also a very tough season for many reasons. You know, you start the season, and we got players in probably 9 cities because of hurricanes coming through Tampa. That's a tough way to start a season right off the bat. And we go a season with no buys, reminding ourselves of coming off a 9-7 season, which everyone's feeling very good about. Your starting quarterback hurts his shoulder, and you know, there's many ways to look at that, but Jameis played through it. You know, showed his leadership and played tough and played hard, but it clearly affected him. You know, we had a lot of games that you got close games throughout a season, and some go your way, nothing goes our way. And then you just look at the back half of the season. Our team played hard the whole year. You know, it didn't go the way we wanted. It was a very disappointing season, but you know, Dirk, they played hard for Dirk. Dirk kept him focused and kept him playing hard, and right up to the last play of the season with the touchdown pass. So we still need to add pieces. We still need to add players. And you can't overlook that, you know, it's not so easy to point to coaching or this or that. You've got to have time to build a team and type of players you want. And, quite honestly, Dirk showed us a lot going through all that, adversity. You learn a lot from a person when they're going through adversity. And he kept the team playing.
And Joel, you've experienced, and not that far distant past, seasons that the team didn't necessarily play hard down the stretch. I'm thinking of 2011, and you know what that was like. And that factored maybe into that decision. Yeah. So you've seen all sides of this thing.
There's no question. You see it towards the end of the season throughout the league. You see, you know, understandably, some guys start thinking about the offseason. But listen, last season, we're trying to almost forget about it because the way the whole thing went. But there was a lot of learning experiences from it. And I know this much. I'm looking forward to this year.
Of course, I ask another question about 2017. In retrospect, Hard Knocks, the weather thing, the hurricane, legitimate distractions? Legitimate?
I'm not going to. A lot of things happened. I don't want to point to one thing or the other. Our record was our record. You can't hide from the record because that is your record. We just got to take some pieces from it, make some changes like we're making on the roster. And third year, more experience, again, in Dirk's system, Mike Smith, and continuity with some new players. We're optimistic.
Same question we all asked Dirk and Jason, and now it's your turn. On the Winston investigation, I know you can't talk about much specifics, but Joel, have you at least, as an owner, inquired about the status of what's going on and how confident are you in the eventual outcome of this probe?
You know, I'm not going to talk about conversations I had with the league. They have their process they follow, and you know, they do what they're going to do. Clearly, we want it resolved sooner than later. Clearly, there's some frustration. It's not resolved. But here's what I know. I know Jameis is working hard. I know Jameis is healthy. I know Jameis is looking forward to this season. Jameis is doing the things Jameis does in the community. First guy there working hard. So we're going to let that run its process. We're going to, you know, they always say let's not let these outside things distract us and bother us. We would like a resolution, but we're focused on next season, and we are looking forward to next season.
All right, last one for me. How important in this offseason, maybe the last couple of weeks in particular, how important was it that you guys got more physical, tough, / nasty on both sides of the ball? How important was it to ownership that happened?
Well, I think, you know, any of our fans after last season would look at our team and clearly there were some needs. 22 sacks in a season. Defensive line needs to do more. Offensive line, protecting Jameis and running the ball. So I'm happy that we've addressed those areas, because as anybody will tell you, it all starts up front in football.
You're a trenches guy. You're a trenches
guy. It all starts up front. May not be as sexy, but it starts up front. And if Jameis has time to throw, or there's holes for the running back, or you're getting to the quarterback, or getting in Matt Ryan's face or Drew Brees' face, it makes a big difference.